Hi guys, Jay here, your host as always, and there's just been a lot happening in the world. Like I always say on different episodes that 2020 came packing, and we've just been trying to learn how to just understand what has been going on. So I had planned another episode for yesterday, and with everything that happened, man, it would have been insensitive of me to still go ahead with the episode that I had planned. And even as I speak right now, I had done this episode already, but I didn't feel like I was okay with everything that like I said on that particular episode. So I decided to just, you know what, just do it again because there's a lot to unpack. And even though this episode, I can't unpack everything like that, but I'll just try my best to, make sense of what is going on. So I have a story to share, and this is my own personal experience. I know a lot of people have had worse experience, or yeah, far more worse experience than I have, or experiences that I've had. But I will share my story regardless. So today's story is in sync or in line with what is happening, which is police brutality. So I remember, even though yeah, we're at fault, I remember that day it was after church and I was really craving like continental meal, like a good one. So my friend decided, oh, I will take you. I've been wanting to take you out for a bit. I was like, ew, oh yeah, now let's go. Like I want to go out, yeah, because I don't go out often. So I was like, oh, where do you want to go to? I said, I want to, like, what do you have in mind? It was like, oh, Eco Hotel on Sundays, they have a buffet running. I was like, oh, cool. I've never been to Eco Hotel to have a buffet. I've been there for shows. So cool, let's go. So on the way there, yeah, not on the way there. So we got there, and I think the person that attended to my friend, maybe she was new or something. She didn't really know what was going on with the prices. So we left because it was a bit on the high side. Because that was not like he couldn't afford it, but it was just that was not what was on his budget. He had like a certain amount and she was calling like double of that amount for one person. So he was like, oh, let's go. I was like, cool. So we left Eco Hotel, and to cut the long story short, he took a wrong turn, right? Which of course he shouldn't have. But he didn't know the way, and it was kind of weird because this is a place like he's familiar with, but he did not know the way, so he took a wrong turn and we got stopped by police. I was scared. I was just scared because for one, I don't like to have anything to do with the cops. Not like I'm a criminal or anything, though. It's just this fear of I don't even like to get in trouble in the first place. So I try to avoid trouble, anything that will lead me to having any issues with the police. So they stopped us and he had to start explaining, he had to start explaining why he took the wrong turning, like he didn't know where he like the route to take. So at this point I'm like, gosh, I don't even want this Eco Hotel again. Like let's just leave this place. Like I just want to go back to the mainland, I'm not saying there are no police like stop points or something on the mainland, but I just wanted to go home basically. So I had to move to the back seat, right? So that the police officer could come in and they had discussions. Me, I was just at the back, I was just chill. Now, the point where I got really scared was during the interaction between him and the police, the guy in front, I will never forget, turned and he looked at me. And the way he looked at me, I was like, damn, am I in trouble now? Like, why did he have that look on his face? So I was really freaking out. I was just scared. And I was glad that at the end of the day, it got sorted and I left. The funny thing is, Eco Hotel was just out of it. Like, we just ended up going to the place and I just bought food and I took an Uber back to the mainland. So for me, it was just, I just wanted to leave. I've had friends that I've had, a back and forth with police, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, what is going on here? Like, can't you just listen to what they have to say? For me, I just listen, do what needs to be done, and I just want to leave that place, I remember this particular situation where my friends and I, we were going out. We went out at night when I still used to go out a lot, when I was still a social butterfly. And they were like, we got stopped. And we have one of these, our friends like this, that he likes to fight for his rights. I'm not saying he's wrong, but when people are holding gun and you're trying to fight for your life, I mean, for your rights, I'm like, okay, are you really going to be able to win this battle? So they stopped us now and they told us to come out. And we were dressed like we were going out now for nights. So we were already, me, I'm always scared. Like anything that is out of my like normal life, I'm always scared, right? So they should have stopped us. And this is my friend. Our friend was fighting for his, like, was saying, I know the constitution, this. I'm like, dude, this is not the time. Time out. This is not the time, you know? And hey, my God, like, I don't even want to, like, think about that night. It's not like anything bad happened, but I'm just glad that we were able to calm the situation and we left, you know? So, I was supposed to talk about something else today. I think I mentioned that earlier. I was supposed to talk about something else for today's episode because since it was October 1st and Nigeria celebrated her 60th birthday, I was like, okay, this month, I would just do more Nigerian-themed stuff. Even though I'm based in Lagos, Nigeria, I like to talk about other stuff. I have friends in diaspora, you know. I like to share their experiences and talk about stuff. But yesterday, I went on Twitter because I don't really tweet that much anymore, mostly because of my job. So I went on Twitter yesterday and I saw that there were protests. I was like, oh my God. If I didn't come on Twitter, I wouldn't have known that there was even a protest, you know, and it started on Thursday. I had no idea. And I was at home on Thursday, but I didn't go online. Like, I had my friend over when she left. Like, I had to go and do my schoolwork. So I really didn't have time to be on the internet as much. So when I saw that I was at work yesterday and I saw that they were having protests, I was like, what? Definitely not uploading the episode I had done, because that episode was not even going to talk about anything that had to do with what was going on right now. And it would be insensitive of me not to read the room and realize that this is not what needs to be heard right now. What needs to be heard right now is what is happening in Nigeria. And I like the fact that social media has been such a huge help in, you know, just letting everybody in the world know what is going on. And what people have been fighting for right now is, you know, to call an end to, there's a hashtag on Twitter. You can check up, you can check the hashtag, so many information on it. Hashtag is end SARS. So there's so many information on this. A lot of people are calling for an end to this fraction of the police force. And it's just amazing to see what my generation is doing. I've been retweeting because I couldn't go for any protest. I've not been able to donate yet, but I've just been letting my voice by retweeting, because the more you retweet, the more a lot of people get to know about it. And a couple of my, you know, Bad Wolf's family, the Patreon family, you know, they were telling me be safe, because I couldn't upload that episode yesterday because I was just like, what is going on? Like, so many things that need to be dealt with, and whatever I feel the need to say, I had to just push it, like, okay, maybe next week I'll upload that episode, or I would just, you know, deal with that week when that week comes. So I'm just glad that my generation, we know they look Uche face. Like, really, what is going on is amazing, because uncoordinated protest, peaceful protest, you know, people are just tired of just being harassed or being assaulted. And the beautiful thing about protest is, one way or another, your voice gets heard, because it's either people, like, videos are being uploaded, pictures of people fighting, holding placards. It's just a brand new revolution. And I hope that by God's grace, we get heard and something is done about it. Because if you feel, say, the thing no touch you, not lie, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, shying away from talking about it. I get it, but you can let your voice be heard by, you might not have like your own opinion, but support the course, read through it, research. If you feel the need to research it before you lend your voice to it, fine. That's why there's the hashtag that you can go on Facebook, on Twitter. People are talking about it. So it's just amazing that people are tired of being harassed. People are tired of losing their lives. People are tired of losing friends, families, uncles, brothers. Women are not even exempted. And the beautiful thing is, a lot of the protests that are happening now, right? Women are there, you know, providing food, providing aids, you know, drinks. They're there and they're letting their voices be heard. And that is something I am proud of, because the women of this generation are not sitting back. They're not taking the back seats. They're at the center of everything. You know, they're at the center of the revolution. They're letting their voices be heard. They're speaking out. They're speaking their truth. And their truth is being acknowledged, you know. That is the beauty of it. That is the beauty of feminism. That's the beauty of standing for what you believe in, standing for your right. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, consign me. But the thing we say is stay your white, because if you chop shaki, right, and you drag them, no how, it goes stay you if you not chop them well. So I don't know if that makes sense. I was just trying to be like, it will come big brother. But the thing is, if you feel it doesn't affect you, if it affects somebody else, it can even, like, okay, let's take for instance, you say it not concern me, but you have friends, you have brothers, you have a boyfriend, you have a husband, okay? People are scared of, you know, I go out, I can get picked up anywhere. It's just very sad that this is what, you know, it's not gender specific. Let me put it that way. It's not gender specific. It touch everybody. Okay, women, I saw a video yesterday of women, mothers protesting. They're tired of losing their sons. They're tired of losing their friends. They're just tired, you know. People are fed up of losing loved ones. It's scary. You can say, oh, I'm in diaspora, I don't have family here. But you have one grandma, you have one cousin. There's no way, like, all your family is with you in the abroad. You have a cousin, you have a nephew, you have an uncle. You know, there's the extended family side to look at. So at the end of the day, we're all affected. And everybody has a story to tell about this particular situation. Everybody you meet has a story. So it's not like people are just making this up so that this particular sector can be banned or something. It's people want to be heard. People want you to feel their pain. People are tired. You know, I've seen a lot of stories on the internet and I'm like, what? You know, people being bruised, people being assaulted, you know, just different things. And one of the reasons why I decided to do this episode is because I know that a lot of my Badu's family, they listen to the podcast, and it's just to give them an understanding of what is going on. There are a lot of protests today as well, you know, people calling out, come. And the beautiful thing for me is it's not just in Nigeria anymore, okay? People in the US, people in Canada, in Switzerland, anywhere you find Nigerians, which is like literally everywhere in the world, they're trying to get people together to, you know, talk about this, protest, peaceful protest, let our voices be heard. I feel like, oh my gosh, I just sounded like Ozo, but I feel like change is here. We are fighting. The whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. The whole world is listening. You know, people were acting a lot of like international news stations, people, a lot of celebrities abroad, home and abroad, that, you know, talking about this. It's gaining a lot of traction. That's the beauty of it. So I've seen a lot of people on WhatsApp, you know, changing their status, just fighting for an end to police brutality, because if you think, say, no touch you now, but God forbid, we don't know, like, you know how they say, if it be you know, that kind of thing where you're just scared. You have dreadlocks, you have an iPhone. Men, nobody. Women are not safe, men are not safe. Nobody really. So this is not about feminism or any other thing that people say, or misogyny. You know, it's not about that. It's just coming together as people and just deciding that it don't do. Enough is enough. So me, I'm happy that people are standing up for their rights and people are fighting and people are letting their voices to be heard. Because I remember when there was this protest about harassing people in Yaba Market, right? And, you know, a lot of people were in support. A lot of people were not in support of it, which really, I don't care. But the thing is, there's a change. The last time I went to Yaba, I don't remember being groped, because now they're educated. They've learned. I believe they're learning. And I saw something yesterday on Twitter where someone said that, you know, he was in the market and somebody tried to grope a girl. And what happened was somebody else stopped the guy. And that for me is because our voices have been heard, people now know that if you do this thing, man, you don't get sense. Do you understand? Like, why are you harassing women? Why are you doing any of that? So people that think that this protest, it doesn't leave a mark, I think they need to, like, relearn. This is the time to unlearn all the stuff you've learned and learn new stuff, you know? Just learn new things and be educated. Education is very key. As far as I'm concerned, education is power. Education is power. Education is key. So get educated. I understand a lot of people are a bit hesitant about, you know, speaking up. That's fine, right? So as people are going for protests, I just want to say, please, please, please stay safe. Do not do anything like violent. Just let your voices be heard. Don't throw stones. Don't do anything that would put you in harm's way. And begging, don't do anything that would, you know, put you in danger, because you have families, you have loved ones, right? In as much as you want to be heard and you want to speak out for something you believe in, just know that you have a family at home. So just let your voices be heard. And coronavirus is still outside, so please put on your face mask, be safe, and I hope that at the end of the day our voices will be heard and God will help us and protect us, and we would have a reason to smile at the end of the day. So that's all I have to say on today's episode. It was supposed to be like a mini rant, but I think my head is getting settled again until I go on social media and I see something that will trigger me. But please stay safe. Use your face mask. Do not try to initiate anything that will lead to a violent protest. And please have a lovely weekend. I wish everyone the best of this weekend. I wish you love. I wish you peace. I wish you everything that you wish yourself, which I'm hoping they're good things. Yeah, and I remain your host. I remain Jay. And please stay safe. I don't know. I just feel the need to keep saying please stay safe. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Be loved. Be guided. And do your research and be educated. Until next time, I remain Jay. Peace out.